ESPN Cleveland Studios. This is the Alicia Ciccoloni Show on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
Well, hello, Cleveland. Welcome to the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. I am Alicia Ciccoloni. I hope you're all having a great Friday. And I know we are here in the studio. Our guests started to arrive about 15 minutes ago, and it's been nonstop laughs here. So I'm hoping you're going to enjoy today's show with our crew, Darby Omaro, Jeremy, who is also known as Talkin' Cleveland from Voice It Radio, co-host Bobby DeSanto, our photographer, Will Frierson, and our board op, Eric Williams. But I have to say, I am completely honored to have sitting just two people away from me, which is too far as I'm concerned. I don't even know how to make this announcement who's here because I'm thrilled. I when you wrote me back, I was like ecstatic. And then I'm talking about Ricky Smith, everybody.
No applause?
Like, oh, okay, everybody cheer.
That was like the most. Like,
yay! Yeah,
it was like, hey, this guy's so important.
You know, otherwise known to everyone on Twitter especially as Riconia.
You said it right.
I did it.
You did.
Because I've been following you, and I love everything that you do.
Do I say it on, you can hear it?
I hear you by myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you do?
We connect that way.
What does it do when you hear me by yourself?
It's loud, and it's very proud, and it's like rape.
Are you single?
Well... Do we have to say that on the radio?
Is it like pregnant? Is either you are or you aren't. It's not over the baby. It's like ordering a Subway. Well, I'll take the you can't order a Subway and not say
Right.
Even though you can order the same thing a million times. I'll have the turkey and some lettuce and what's that? You know what it is, but you, so anyway.
You know, you, this is what you do to me when I read all of your Facebook and Twitter. Yeah. I knew you were going
to
do this to me.
What
I don't
am
know
I
how I'm
going to
make
you?
It through this whole show.
I'm still confused. Okay, this is a children's show.
He is so silly. Wow. You are so silly. You just, the fact that you're a comedian, yet you are also this amazing soul and heart that spreads your love all over this country doing random acts of kindness, also known, everybody, as you all know, as Rake. And to me, that mix is just a blessing.
No, it's cool because actually I thought you were going to stop to my original. So 3 years ago, I used to spread a lot of things other than kindness across the country. So
yes.
I kind of is glad that I cleaned it up because it used to be, you know.
A little
others.
Awkward.
Well, just, you know, because... Yeah, I cleaned it up.
Getting awkward.
Well, you can take three pills and it cleans it up right away. So, better kindness than STDs.
Well, I would have to agree with you on this, and even your entourage here. That's
I do have entourage. They are they're a motley crew. They actually one of them tripped on the way in, and the other one had his zipper down. So
outstanding.
I'm trying to teach them how to be a true entourage, but we're struggling right now. So I don't know if I have to send them to like, entourage school. Or, you know, maybe I hang
got
around.
The shirt on, though, for the most part.
That's true. Well, you know, Johnny Manziel, people have entourages and comedians.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to.
They're rent.
I found them on Craigslist, so I'm trying
no
to. Yeah, I'm trying
rent
to
an entourage?
Yeah, it's rent an entourage. It's $25 an hour.
That's pretty good.
You have to feed them. I'm taking a Golden Corral there. Today is the. I'm not laughing. Today is the shrimp. It's shrimp and wing day.
Well, what about your favorite sushi?
Sushi.
They don't
yeah.
like sushi.
It costs too much.
Oh, okay. I'll be quiet about that. But you do have your juice box. Did you share it with them?
I have a juice box. It's good because it is mixed berry. And the reason why we do juice boxes is because you can't put alcohol in the little straw.
You sure
did you
that?
Ever try?
I think
oh, I don't know.
I can.
No, oh, see, now we
that thing. Let me know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I got 5-year-olds across the country going to school like, I took the mixed berry.
Right. You just have to tell us off the air.
Exactly. Well, you know, Ricky, we are so thrilled that you're going to be our guest co-host today through this whole show. We got a jam-packed show today. Everybody.
Two things I'm done interrupting.
Yes.
Am I here the whole show?
No.
Well, I'm here for the whole show.
Yes, we.
So, meter. Because I only put 20 minutes.
Only 20? Well, you're stuck with us, right?
Okay. I just want to make, do you guys validate if I move the car?
Isn't it with the entourage?
We'll take you, you know what?
They
we'll take you
have
to
bikes.
Golden
even,
Corral.
Okay. All right.
Does that help?
Shouldn't they run out and
can Zachary validate? Like, if
I yeah, I would say. I mean, Darvio, why are you only laughing? Darvio can't even get a word out. This is the first time I've ever
I'm
seen
not,
this. Yeah, it's hard to talk when he's
this,
here.
This dude is wild.
I know. I love him. I absolutely love him. And I'm just so excited that you are going to be stuck with us, Ricky. I'm sorry. You know, and Jeremy's awfully quiet today, too. Eric's quiet. What's going on today, guys? It's Friday. We got Riconia with us. What's going on?
Too busy laughing.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was afraid of. I was going to do this whole show. But you know what? We're also excited that we have a brand new field correspondent that is going to be with us today. His name is Keith Hall. And you know what? Talking about hot topics, guys, our Cavs, is it getting any hotter than that today? Or actually the past few days? Big news today. Big, big news today. And you know what? We're going to bring Keith in right now to talk about that. Keith Hall, welcome to the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. We are so excited to have you as one of our field correspondents for the NBA draft.
Hey, Alicia, what's going on?
How's it going today? What are you hearing out there? Give us the good word.
Well, it's mixed reviews. It should be an exciting week leading up to the Cavs draft, but a lot of unhappy fans right now in the city of Cleveland about this David Blatt hire. A lot of unhappy fans. The Cavaliers had Mark Jackson right there in their sights. And the 800-pound gorilla in the room is that everyone knows that LeBron, the Cavs want LeBron back. LeBron wants to play for Mark Jackson. Okay, my sources tell me the Cavs have him right in their sights, and they pick this guy. Once again, they're trying to be the smartest organization in the room, and they end up looking like the silliest organization in the room. So now we have a European coach, and he has great credentials as far as European league goes. But can he deal with NBA egos? That's going to be the major problem here. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to be the same roster once the season gets started, because as you know, the Cavs have the number one pick. But I can tell you right now, the Cavaliers are very, very busy with rumors, including trading Deion Waiters, trading the number one pick to Utah for the number five pick and Derek Favors. I'm not a fan of that at all whatsoever. I think if you take the best player available, Andrew Wiggins, I really like him, his upside. Jabari Parker, he's okay, but I look at this draft as far as Wiggins and Parker goes, it's the same as when LeBron and Carmelo were coming out. Carmelo was more polished at the time, but LeBron had way more upside. And actually, Carmelo should have won the NBA Rookie of the Year that year alone, period, without LeBron. So I look at it as the same thing, but a lot of unhappy fans right now.
All right. Hey, Keith, this is Darvio, by the way.
What's up, buddy?
Now, you bring up the draft and Wiggins versus Jabari Parker. Now, I've been a Wiggins guy from day one. I'm starting to hear some things that concern me a little bit about his attitude. And there's been reports that in some of the workouts he's seemed a little aloof. Are you hearing anything about his attitude? And if so, would that swing the Cavs a little bit more to Jabari Parker?
Actually, you know what? I heard the same exact thing, but I just think he's just a young kid, and he's not the most camera ready and media savvy guy. You know, he's a kid, man, and you know everybody reacts differently. You know, but I know he's a hard worker. A friend of mine actually plays basketball on that team, you know, so I've no names, please, but he's raves about him, says he's a great guy, and I think he has all the talent in the world. But here's the thing about Jabari Parker. The rumors are he's not a hard worker. I mean, you can look at his, but now he is down 15 pounds, okay, leading up to the draft, but that was the knock on him, that he didn't work hard and he plays absolutely no defense whatsoever. We need a guy that can play defense on that wing, and Wiggins is the guy for that.
All right. Now, we're also hearing rumors about them possibly trading the pick. You touched on it a little bit earlier when you first started. What is there any validation to those rumors? And also, if they are looking to trade the pick, who are they trading the pick for?
It's a lot of validation to those rumors. Basically, the Cavs did, and these are my sources in the Cavaliers organization, they were high on Embiid. And as you know, that he had a stress fracture in his foot. Mm-hmm. So he has to have surgery on that. Now, the Cavs didn't want to take him with the number one pick. So this move to Utah makes sense for what they are trying to do. So they pick up Derek Favors, who's a good low post presence, okay? They need that on this team. And they can still pick Embiid at the number five pick. I don't recommend it, but that is the talk in the Cavs locker room right now.
Yeah, why would they still decide to pick Embiid when, I mean, for me personally, I didn't want him in the first place. I was scared about that back, and now you hear the foot too, and he's had some knee problems previously.
Well, hey man, look, bro, this is the same organization that picked Trajan Langdon. I mean, so we haven't been known, you know, to be the smartest organization in the league. So what the doctors are saying is it's a stress fracture, which would only keep him out of summer league, okay? He wouldn't be ready for the season. But like you said, the back situation, and the fact that he's 7 feet, I am like you. I don't want to take a chance on that, especially we've been snake bit too many times with too many bad picks in these drafts. You know, the national media, they're killing Cleveland right now. Stephen A. Smith earlier today said, hey, listen, Cleveland has to be the dumbest organization in the league. You know, you got Mark Jackson sitting right there. You know, I don't want to use those terms, but I have to feel what he's saying. Because if we want LeBron James back, and one of the things that I say is let's move on without LeBron. But if that's one of the things that you're focusing on, you're going in a completely opposite direction. And I blame Dan Gilbert for this. There's nobody to blame if this doesn't work out but the owner himself.
All right, and we'll just have to wait and see, like Cavs fans, like we always do. Thank you so much, Keith.
Keith, thank you also, because Darvio and I were just talking with the crew. We are so excited that you'll be having some fans with us when you come back for your next segment and, you know, getting their side of all of this. So, you know, this is all big stuff for our city, and we're thrilled that you're out there talking to Clevelanders. Thank you, Keith. We really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right.
So, Ricky, what are you thinking about this draft? I mean, this is all these rumblings, all these things going on. I mean, it's changing by the hour here as we're getting closer.
Yeah, I'm really, really big on Wiggins. I think, you know, Parker, I think, is more ready right now. But I think Wiggins' upside and his athletic, you know, athleticism and his ability that kind of through the roof. I think, you know, I would draft whoever would make us not stink anymore.
That would be outstanding.
If Johnny Manziel, whoever.
I was
telling them before we came on, it's harder, I think, and people don't realize this, being a Cavs fan who doesn't live in Cleveland. I get beat up a lot because I rep Cleveland so hard.
Oh, I bet.
I had a homeless guy tell me he's going to pray for me once because he's like, I'm homeless, but you're still going to be a Cavs fan.
Okay, then.
I can find a house, but you need help.
We'll have to wait till after the break to hear what they say about Browns fans.
Oh,
because
my friend told me we need to change the colors. And
oh,
and
my.
God,
I can't do
like
that.
You guys, and just,
oh, jeez,
I used to fight, but I'm small. I used to lose. Just,
no, we don't want you getting hurt.
No, I would get hurt. Yeah, well, they you know what? They show pity, so people feel like something's wrong with me because they're like, why are you, especially living in L.A. and like the weather's good, because I wake up 3 hours early, so I go to see Browns play. You have to be at the bar at 10, which means you have to wake up at like 9 on a Sunday, you know, because I go to church, of course, every Sunday.
Yes, you do.
Shout out to God. But yeah, so it's rough being a Browns fan, but I'm a fanatic, man, so I'm there, and, you know, it's hard, but, whoever's going to win, and I know I shouldn't say this. Whoever Kyrie wants.
Yeah, pretty
whoever,
much.
Right. Pretty much. Kyrie wants.
You know what? Yeah. I guess you're right there.
I know we are all sports people, so we get it. But, you know, I see Twitter and all this. Oh, let Kyrie go. No, he's the best thing you have. It's like you have a house. Might not be the best house, but you don't go, oh, you know, I'm going to go outside and live on the streets. No, you stay in the house. You might have holes in it, but you stay in that house and you find a new house.
And they've got cheerleaders.
Sure.
So, you know, yeah. I figured that, you know, that ought to, you know, make you happy.
Kyrie's got to stop being selfish, though. He's got a team. He's got to work with the team.
Well, you know what? We'll pick up this conversation again when we come back from the break. You are listening to the Alicia Cicalone Show.
The Alicia Cicalone Show on ESPN 1540, KNR2.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Alicia Cicalone Show. I am Alicia Cicalone. Happy Friday, everybody. We're in studio with some really great guests today. You just heard some pretty cool NBA info about the draft coming up in the next couple days. Our Cavs are really getting some rumblings going on here and picking up some steam as the moments go on. Every moment, we're getting some new news here. And we're in studio with our crew. And we also have our very special guest host today, who I am, again, completely excited that he is here. I've watched him on Twitter. I've watched him on Facebook, and I am honored to say.
Did Mike Brown get rehired again or no?
He did not.
It's
old. It might be old. Jeremy, is this true?
Can we rehire him?
Okay. Well, you know what? We're gonna have to ask Keith Hall about that. Our NBA correspondent.
Rehire him again, then fire him. Mike Brown, just call. I would just call him like, hey, this is Dan. No, just joking.
Kidding. See ya. Yeah, you're out here. Yeah. I'm with you on that. That might be fun, just, you know, for the heck of it.
I'm going to start a tweet right now.
See, do that. Get someone credible to put it out there.
Yeah, there you go. And then we could all look like we're all crazy, too. So that would be great. Just what we all need, right?
We should get rehire Mike Brown trending on Twitter right now.
Rehire.
There we go.
And then Yeah, so there you go. But as you can see why I was excited that Raconia, Ricky Smith, is here with us. He is so funny. He just, he literally makes me LOL when I'm reading his stuff by myself.
Did you really just talk in
and
text?
And I did. I said that on purpose.
Really?
I said that on purpose because he made fun of me before about
hashtag,
that.
Hashtag LOL.
Hashtag.
Real funny.
Yes. Too funny.
Hashtag.
Too very funny.
If you do the hashtag, if you do the hashtag thing on the radio, Ricky, the hashtag thing on the radio, can people see that?
Yeah, they can.
It's like,
they will later.
just like I can see you and you can see me on Twitter.
Hey,
you know?
we do have an interview that we need to
I know.
Get to.
You see, I knew this is what was going to happen. And in all honesty, this is something actually.
You're on principal's office here, right?
We can't send them anywhere. Nobody's here. They're all at Cedar Point today, so I can't even call, you know, our managers in here right now. But, you know, I really do want to express my interest and my heart here in our next interview because this is a story that is extremely dear to me and means something to me because it was something that I had covered from day one back in 2010 when I was still with News Channel 5 during my 20-plus year stint. And I have to say that that story has still stuck in my heart and in my mind, and I think about this family regularly, and I think about these officers constantly. They've been a part of me now for this many years. And I'm talking about Elyria's Police Department and Officer James Kerstetter. He was a veteran of the department, a man loved by his Lorain County community, just a shining star. I have no really perfect words to describe him because there are so many. But what I learned about him from his family, from the officers, and then being closely embedded in all of it, made me feel like I can honor him as well. And what an honor for me that is, to be able to say that his legacy lives on, and it's now going into its fifth year. And we have Officer Loesch with us. Loesch, it's like Ciccoloni. I'm sorry. I did it. You're used to it? I understand that because, you know, Ciccoloni, and yours is spelled a little different, too. So
we got a couple extra letters.
There you go. There you go. I'm very happy that you're here with us because you did know Officer Kerstetter very well and a good friend.
Oh, absolutely. We got hired 3 months apart. That was at the end of 94, beginning of 95. And he was truly a great guy. I mean, we hear this a lot about people who pass, but this is a genuine great guy. I tell the story all the time. He used to come over to my house, come in, wind up the kids, wind up the dog, hit the fridge, and hit the road.
And you also said he hit the fridge twice, though.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, he hit the fridge while he was there to get something to eat on the way out the door, something for later.
The snack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't just stopping in to visit. He always had an ulterior motive.
Yes,
he was
and
definitely
he loved
coming
that.
To get something to eat. Oh, again, I mean, we all loved it, the fact that he came in and just turned my house upside down for the 5 minutes he was there and then ran out the door.
Right, and then left everybody crazy, right?
Oh, again. Dog hair everywhere, the kids half undressed, not in a bad way.
Of course, the kids half undressed
because he wrestled around with them, and it was a great time.
But personally, his light that I was talking about that clearly shined, it goes way above and beyond the friendship that you saw. I mean, this man lit up Lorain County.
He was one of the guys that there wasn't anybody that didn't like him, and that's pretty uncommon for policemen. We don't make a lot of friends, but he didn't have anybody that was saying bad things about him anywhere he went. He knew a lot of people. He grew up in the community.
Yes.
Went to Elyria West. His family was there. They're still there, and he was just an absolute star.
You know, and going backwards, I didn't exactly say what had happened, and I feel that it's not necessary to even really rehash the majority of this because truthfully, I feel he is still here, but Officer Kerstetter was killed in the line of duty during a call, and it was a shock to that community. It still is a shock. It makes absolutely no sense how it all happened, and it's not something that we want to even rehash. However, knowing that the community rallied the way they did from day one and what I saw as a reporter and just as a regular human being even, it was overwhelming to me. I can only imagine, you know, when I got to know all of you guys as a department, how you all felt too, seeing that amazing love pouring out, because that's what he gave. He gave that love.
The department was close to start with, and it really brought the guys closer together. At the time, we were working 12-hour shifts with the same guys day in and day out, mm-hmm. and it was a steady shift of the same 8 or 9 or 10 guys, and we literally spent 36 hours in a row together.
Right.
And then the time off, again, you know, he would come over, stir things up, back out the door
then
he went.
Then be Jimmy.
Oh, God, of course. But we really enjoyed that time, and our families became close. We did things together as a family. So there's just not more I can say about him.
And that's what leads us now into the whole idea of his legacy, and that's the Crusader 5K. And we're going to have Terry Costigan talk about that right now. Terry, you are an organizer. You've been a really great member of all of this, you know, putting all of this together since day one. You and I are longtime friends from the business, and I'm so happy you're here with me today
to
talk
about
this.
Thank you very much. We
appreciate
the time.
Well, we adore all of you, and we want to support this and keep that momentum going, because it's what Jimmy would have wanted. He loved his athletics,
right? Yeah, and community, and you know, the health, and that's what the Crusader 5K is all about, really. You know, the guy that does our timing for us, we hire a group that does our timing, and we give him numbers each year. And he said, for a run like this, for a memorial run, he said, normally it starts out heavy with mm-hmm. all the publicity and stuff, but then over the years it'll taper off. But we just keep going up in numbers
every year.
I
love it.
And it's a must run for a lot of avid 5K runners.
Can you give some details about it?
Well, it's coming up in a couple weeks, Saturday, July 12th. And people can register online at Crusader5K.com. It's $20 per runner. That's advance or day of. If they register online in advance by July 1st, they'll get a shirt, Crusader 5K shirt.
Which I have many of those.
Yes,
thanks to you guys.
Yes, you
thank you so
yes, you
much.
Do.
And they are really cool.
So. Yes.
I'm very proudly wearing
yes,
them.
Absolutely. You know, one thing, too, you know, we talk about the community, and that's was very important to him. We have a couple groups that get together. There's one church group, Cross Community Church. They have a youth group called Oxygen. And they do a couch to 5K every year. And they've grown, and this year they're coming with like 50-some runners.
Oh, wow.
And it's adults and kids. And it's something they start months in advance. So they make the Crusader 5K an event for their group, in getting kids and adults together to become healthier and to join
now
in.
Now, you guys actually have a walk included, too, right?
There's
for
a,
those that can't run, right?
Right. There's a one-mile family fun walk that goes at, they go out at 8 o'clock, and then the runners go at 8:30 in the morning.
So, again, give us that website so people can get in on this action and really be a part of this legacy for Officer James Crusader.
It's Crusader5K.com.
Thank you both for being here.
Thank you,
and
Alicia.
We will absolutely be with you through this whole
thank
process.
You.
And, you know, thank Officer you. Lesh, thank you, because I know
You're
that
welcome.
This is not an easy topic, but it's easy to honor him, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And real quick, can you give the website again and spell the name just in case?
Sure. It's Kerstetter, Kerstetter, 5K.com.
All right.
All right, everybody.
I'm going to run it. If I'm
you run it?
I've never run a 5K before.
We'll
I've
put you right up front.
More than 100 meters.
Let me tell you something.
I'm going to run it.
Right next to
Are
Lisa.
You really, Ricky?
If I'm in town, I'm running it.
I have a plan called 5 days to 5K.
Okay.
And that's how I practice it.
I'm in.
But
I'm
you, do you know what Ricky
I'm
is all
win
about
it.
This?
Is it a, is it
this
a,
is
it a
thing.
Prize if you win?
If you win it, I'll give you a prize. I'll give
I'll
you
give
her a bottle of wine.
$500 out of my own pocket if you win.
Yeah, there you go.
$500, and then there you go. There you go.
I'll match that.
There you go.
I'll match that.
I gotta go, guys. I'm going
out. He's gotta go practice. Ricky's gonna go practice.
There's no cop chasing me, right? There's no warrants.
Right, no warrants.
They don't do fingerprint when we are registered. I'm serious.
No,
okay.
No,
no
none of that.
If you win, we
none
might.
Of that.
Okay.
Yeah, then you might not
Ricky's
get your 500. Now Ricky's out. Oh, God, guys, here we go.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. Speak your mind on Facebook or Twitter using the hashtag AliciaShowCLE.
Well, all right, everyone. Welcome back to the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. I am Alicia Ciccoloni. What an amazing story that just was about Officer Crusader from Elyria. And I hope that you all are able to go ahead and go on to the website and check it all out. It was www.kerstetter5k.com. And if anything, if you could even just give a donation so that it goes to the legacy and the all the things that it brings to the Lorain County community that Officer Crusader worked at, that would be outstanding. And we'll also put that up on our pages too, right, guys? We'll let everybody know. We'll keep you updated on how to get in touch. But there's 3 weeks until the race, and... It's definitely something that'll help that man's amazing heart live on.
Yeah, and you know what, Alicia? Another thing is that the money that's raised, portion of it goes to a scholarship fund for children of police officers.
Yes, it does.
So
yes,
that's another.
And that's just a piece of what it does. It offers so much to that community. And talking about offering so much to a community and being a big part of everything that is good, we have Ricky Smith here with us, as I've been talking about. And Ricky is also known to everybody in Cleveland as Riconia all over the country.
Did we lose the applause? We still have it?
Oh, yay!
Okay.
Ricky!
Jeez.
Come on. Hey, Ricky, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes.
Riconia.
Are we on? Yes.
We're on. Sorry. Riconia.
Yes.
Can you explain that?
Outcast. So my name is Ricky Smith, and I was doing our MySpace days back in, like, the 30s. I think I was 22 back then. Ricky Smith was taken, but Outcast album called Stankonia. So even from there, it's like a place. So Riconia, like, okay. I'm all up on you, wherever you want to spin it. But it's funny because I'll go into meetings. We go, oh, Mr. Onia. I'm like, no, it's Ricky Smith. It's just... It's just a name to kind of stuck and kind of gone with.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Well, but see, you're being very calm today. I mean, I can't
is
even.
It? Well, my shirt is off. I mean,
well,
people
I
listening at home can't tell
you
that.
You and Jeremy are shirtless right now. Nobody really knows
that.
Yeah,
I'm not wearing
but they'll
pants,
see our video once we post it. But, you know, I mean, I know you're shirtless and everything, but still, I mean, you're awfully quiet. I expected you to be this, you know, because Jeremy told me, I was so excited. I said, I hope he is absolutely as nutty as he is on the internet.
I'm pretty nutty.
And he told me you certify
I'm
that.
Yeah, my parents are related, so, you know.
Oh, well, then.
No, it's true. They met at a family reunion. So it comes and goes. It's like the wire. Sometimes they touch, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Right now, it's not touching. When I'm quiet, that means it's not touching because I'm trying to figure it out. Like, where am I? Yeah. What am I doing? Who validated my car?
Well, I'm not. I expected this insanity, but you know what? I'll tell you.
You're laughing. I mean, what do you want? You want me to jump on a table? I'm not Jerry Maguire.
Well,
here.
Not with your shirt off. If you're
help me
around,
help you.
Yeah, help me help you. Yeah.
Well, you know, I will tell you this. I've never seen Darvio in the 11 years I've known him laugh this much in one time frame.
Wow.
Right. So it's got to be good.
Right. Yeah, that means a lot. No, that's what, and we're going to do a segment leading back in. But that's what this fun is all about. And a lot of people are going through stuff and the story we just heard. And if you can change somebody's day by making them laugh or smile or, you know, change the attitude, the world is heavy. So if you can, you know, make somebody hashtag LOL.
Yes,
laugh
that's
out loud, ha, then you've done something for the day. You've done good.
You know, what made you come up with the rake? What you know, random acts of kindness everywhere.
I mean, the long story short, it's the whole play on the whole pay it forward movement. Mm-hmm. But I was raised when you do good, you don't talk about it. You just do good and
that's
shut up.
That's right.
But with this new age, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, me, people get famous off of stupid stuff. You know, why not show yourself instead of taking 9 selfies? Instead of taking 10 selfies, take 9 and show yourself doing good. But what happens is, it motivates and inspires other people to do good as well. Mm-hmm. And it shows that, you know, we're in a society where people feel like you have to be rich to help people, you have to be famous, and it's kind of just we sit on the sidelines, we watch other people do stuff. But the whole thing is just go out there and do something. And, you know, I understand, you know, rightfully so, people go, oh, you know, how much cooler would it be if you didn't get credit or you just did things. But if it motivates, I have a woman that I got teary-eyed last night. She's in Savannah, never met her. She's going through chemo, and every week, she posts a photo and she goes, when I get out of here, I'm going to do a random act of kindness in honor of Ricky Smith. She has a shirt.
Aww.
She has a bracelet. So I can never imagine a million years me just being dumb and silly and stupid that I'm inspiring and motivating people who I've never met to do things. And like I said, if it's flat for one person being upset, then so be it. But if you motivate, you know, inspire somebody else. I mean, I started it. I was in a really bad place. And we could laugh at this, but I had a car and my car got stolen. Then I got a bike, and my bike got stolen.
Oh.
So I was like, you know what? No, it was funny because I was like, it's like Jim Carrey, like, dear God,
yeah.
What am I supposed to do now? So I went to Little Caesars. I started literally handing out slices of pizza to homeless people. And I posted on Instagram, and people just started doing it as well. So I was like, okay, next day I'm going to do this. The next day I'm going to do that. Then I was like, you know what? I'm going to travel cross country with nothing but a cell phone and ID. And the whole premise of it was, there's a show called Naked and Afraid. But the whole point of it was to show people if you want to do something, you can. You don't need anything else. I posted on Facebook a guy. Well, I never met. He was in Dubai at the time. Goes, I have a car in Oberlin. If you get to Oberlin, I'm in L.A. He goes, if you get to Oberlin, you can take the car for 3 weeks.
Hmm.
I go, okay. I post that. And he goes, a woman goes, I'm an airline stewardess. I have a buddy pass. You're going to get the car. So now I'm like, okay, a little weird. Now I'm weirded out. But the car was only 200 of them made. It's one of 3 legal street legal racing cars in the world. It was only 22 miles on it when I got it. It was a smooth-up Camaro.
Whoa.
I drove this car across country. But everywhere I would go, people would want to meet me and do nice things as well. So it became this whole, like, crazy, like, thing. And I go back to L.A. I was writing on a TV show, and I was like, for 3 days. I was like, I got to keep going. So it's just the fun of it's just the randomness. So it's not always charity because, you know, I bought coffee for a lady in New York, and she broke down crying. Her mom and dad had died the day before.
Oh.
So it was like we're all going through something, but you never know. And just something minor, something small to give somebody hope or whatever, you know, you never know.
I was actually going to say, because the more you gain attention for anything you're doing, not just rake, there's eventually going to hit a plateau where people want to start putting stuff out there. We know of a couple of things recently out there. So for the people that don't understand how serious you are about this, would you say a few things about that? I know you've given up some things, and people don't realize
yes, you have.
All events don't always go as we planned. And, you know, I mean, we're on that side of the field in Cleveland, so at least talk about the seriousness so people can understand that.
Yeah, and understandable, because people don't get where things come from, and they don't get motivation. But, you know, I it's even funny because I joke my Cleveland friends don't know what my L.A. world is. My L.A. world doesn't know what my Cleveland world is. Mm-hmm. But so to get a TV writing gig, there's literally, from an African-American standpoint, there's only 63 African-American TV writers in the world.
Yep.
So for me to get a TV writing gig, I almost did like a miniature Dave Chappelle. So I got this gig, and I was like, you know what? I want to go help people, and I wanted it to be out of Cleveland because I wanted the story to be, here's a guy from this place where they uppercut women on buses. I want to be where they chain women in basements, where they have athletes leave. I wanted a feel-good story that a guy came from Cleveland, so I gave up a lot. Like, I'm supposed to be in L.A. right now. Literally, even today, I'm supposed to be in New York. I canceled the come here to be with you.
I can't
because
believe
I'm
you
so
did
in,
this
I'm so invested and motivated because it's like, at the end of the day, you're going to have people say, you know, people that don't know you don't see it. I get it. I understand. I'm like, what's the catch? This guy's doing nice things with people. He's doing to be famous. Like, no, I lost a lot. Like, I probably am less famous, but who cares? Like, even to go take a step further, and this is what a good buddy of mine said, so what if you become famous for doing good? If it helps and motivates other people, then so be it.
And that's
just, I don't want to be famous, because then all the women that I've done bad things to will find me.
Oh, yeah,
so I don't want to be famous. I want to be,
yeah,
I don't want to be that guy. But I get it. You know, people are going to poke holes. They, you know, my dad has run a joke that they crucified, whatever you believe in, they crucified Jesus, and he turned water into wine. So you know they'll kill anybody. Like I can't even validate parking. So I know they don't. But no, and you wrote me a nice message. Some other people reached out, and it's like you can't listen to that. You have to keep doing what you're doing. You know in your heart, if you inspire and motivate somebody else, then so be it. You're gonna always have naysayers, and even then, just to even get them inspired to talk about it.
Sure.
Just say, hey, I do good, and I don't talk about it. Well, that's what we want. In a perfect world, I would love for nobody ever have to share what they did. But when you have, you know, and we joked about before, you have on Facebook, so, oh, a guy cut me off in traffic. Okay, like, why are you what about the guy that didn't cut you off in traffic?
Yeah. Right.
We only talk about the bad things. And I had this thing real quick, a guy 3 years ago, I go, oh, there's no good people in the world. This is before I started doing this. He goes, Rick, when you see something like a 9/11, you see like a school killing, what happens? He goes, one or two people do bad, and the whole country, he goes, even people running, he goes, 9/11, people running towards the buildings. He goes,
that's
we don't
right.
think about that. We think, oh, they bombed the building. Oh, they shot up the school. But how many people run toward? How many people come together? Even like you said, the tragic accident with the officer we talked about. How many people come together to do this run? And we don't think about that. We go, oh, the society's bad. My friend of mine goes, well, look in the mirror. Restore your own faith in humanity, and that way maybe you motivate. You know, we have this whole. I was also raised. I was raised. You don't talk about when you do good. I also was raised. You don't brag. So you get a new car. Oh, blessed. Oh, God bless me with these new shoes. I'm sitting courtside. Oh, life is good. It's so amazing. I just bought bottle service at Barley House. God loves me. I was like, well, I don't have bottle service at Barley, so God ain't blessing me. But people don't get that. And like, you can be an athlete, you can be famous and rich, and then you can do good, and Ellen can talk about it. But people feel weird if people just motivate and inspire. I mean, I went to go to old folks' home. I played checkers with these women. And they loved it. They go, you know what, Rick, no one ever does this. They were actually confused. They go, we can't pay you anything. I go, no, I just want to play checkers. What happens, my other friends in Atlanta, I was in Atlanta, they go every week now. Some other friends in Phoenix go to old folks' homes, for lack of a better term, whatever. But it's just helping motivate and inspire other people to do good. And like I said, you always going to have people. People didn't like me before. They're probably going to hate me more. It doesn't matter.
But you started out as a comedian, and you've made your way around
actually,
this country.
I can go even backwards. I got found on Twitter. I actually wasn't a comedian. I just got found just how you thought
just
I was funny.
Your silliness?
Some guy at Comedy Central, like, you're funny. You should be a comedian. And this is actually where Rake even started. A woman named Tashina Arnold, who played Pamela Martin and the mother on Everyone Hates Chris. She gave me a key to her house. I only met her once.
Oh.
She's like, you're the funniest guy I ever met. Come live in L.A. You can stay as long as you want. Do this. She goes, I work with Chris Rock. I work with Martin. You're the funniest guy I ever met. Come live with me. And I literally, no one knew this. I was living in my car at the time. Like, I've never even told that part of it. So here's this random woman who I'm a fan of was like, come stay with me, figure it out. And I literally, that's how the story. So so many people like didn't even know it when I was homeless and all this other stuff. And that's even the funnier part of the story was when my car got stolen, I kind of was living in it. So they stole my entertainment system. They stole my radio. Right. They stole my clothes.
They stole your house.
Yeah, they stole my house and my wheels.
Who's all right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back on the Elisa Ciccoloni Show.
The Elisa Ciccoloni Show on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
Well, you heard that laugh, everybody. If that gives you any idea of what's going on here today. That was loud and clear. Welcome back to the Elisa Ciccoloni Show, everybody. I am Elisa Ciccoloni. We're having a ball in here today. We've got Ricky Smith, also known as Raconia. Everybody knows who he is from his random acts of kindness, and we just had a wonderful chat with him about his entire experience doing that. We've got Bobby DeSanto here and Jeremy, also known as Talking Cleveland from Voice It Radio. And our board op, Eric Williams, who's been so quiet these past two shows. We've got to get that mic back to that boy. Darvio, we got to share over here. And I got my Darvio Morrow, our executive producer, with us, and also, of course, our wonderful studio videographer, Will Frierson.
I love how Jeremy's the only one that doesn't get his last name introduced.
Ever.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
I just said that. Darvio, I said
all right,
she's
all right,
not
you know what
do
funny,
it.
The funny part, though, is I used to get called Stankonia because my last name is Stankonis. So when Outkast came out, they used to always refer to me by that CD name. So I think you stole it from me.
I did, because Smith is easy.
Yeah,
like, you got to be a...
Yeah.
But just because, look, at because Derek Jeter stole your girl doesn't mean you steal my nickname.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What is going on here? What do we
We're
going
to have to... Let's get to Keith real quick, and then I'm going to have to
go back. That.
It's a viral story.
It is.
Oh, we got it. Yeah. Let's get our NBA.
Don't act like you didn't just say what I think you said.
Yeah, we got to get back to this for sure. But you know what? We'll hold on to that one because Ricky's on the floor right now, everybody. He's hiding.
We got our remote reporter.
And
he's got some Cavs news for us, doesn't he?
Yes, he's our new field correspondent for the NBA draft. And his name is Keith Hall, and we're so excited that Keith is on our show now to give us all of this information. And he's out and about in Cleveland getting fans' reactions. He's got some really cool information for us about all the rumblings going on as we inch closer to the NBA draft. Keith, welcome back to the show. We heard from you earlier. How are things moving along? Anything new we need to know about?
Oh, it's great. I'm just out and about in the city streets of Cleveland. Now I'm in the Wycliffe area, and I'm just going from business to business, talking to fans about the Cavaliers, and I'm at a local business here in Wycliffe, and I'm sitting here with two Cavaliers fans and asking them, and just picking their brain. I'm here with Chris Jackson and Justin Knoll from Ganley Subaru of Wycliffe. And Chris, what do you feel about the Cavs in the upcoming draft, buddy?
I gotta say I'm a little disappointed in the hiring of this new coach. It seems like he's a 20-year minor leaguer. You know, I thought they could have made a bigger splash in the coaching pool, but hey, that's okay, because it looks like getting excited about Wiggins, thinking they're going to bring Wiggins in, so it's going to help Kyrie and maybe that other guy looking to come back. Who knows? Maybe. A little iffy. But hey, you know, I think Wiggins is going to be a stud, be a big help, help get the Cavs back to being respectable. But thanks for hearing me, and here's Keith again.
Okay, Keith, go ahead and tell us how our other fans are reacting, because we want to get this in here.
Oh, yeah. I got Justin Knoll here, and he has a few thoughts about the Cavs as well. Here you go, Justin.
Yeah, I'm definitely pretty excited about the coaching. You know, Gilbert thinking outside of the box, bringing in someone that we really haven't seen before, just to shake things up a little bit and hopefully, you know, get us in the playoffs.
All right. Keith, it sounds like you have some mixed reaction here. You know, what are your final thoughts on all of this?
As I stated earlier, I'm a diehard, you know, Cavaliers guy, Cleveland period, through and through my whole life, you know, so I'm not too happy about the coaching. I'm going to give the guy a chance, though. You know, I'm going to give him a chance because everyone deserves a chance. But I think in this city, you want to make a splash here. The fans need a splash, you know, and you need a name.
That's right.
This is not L.A., you know. This is not Miami, you know. So you got to give the Cavalier fans something to be excited about. And I just don't see David Blatt as someone that the Cavaliers fans can get excited about. But I hope I'm wrong in this instance. But I don't think I am. But I hope I'm wrong for the people of Cleveland and the fans, you know, of the Cavaliers. I do hope I'm wrong.
Hey, Keith.
I do hope. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Keith, Bobby D here. Hey, listen, here's my point on this. I'm still torn whether I like him or don't like him. But the guy's got a winning record. It may be EuroLeague, but the guy's got a winning record.
Bobby D, here's my thoughts on this, okay? And you know that, like I know, the NBA is a...
Keith, I hate to interrupt you, but wrap it up, buddy. We got to get going, so give us a quick one.
Basically, they want to bring him in because they want to duplicate what the Spurs did, but unfortunately, the Spurs have three Hall of Famers on the team. Cavaliers don't.
All right, Keith. Thanks, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Keith, for being with us today, and we'll be right back after the break, everybody.
The Alicia Ciccoloni Show on ESPN 1540, KNR2.
I cannot do this.
All right, Cleveland, welcome back. We're here on the Alicia Ciccoloni Show.
Now, while Alicia gets it together over there, we're still here with Ricky Smith and Drake.
Oh, I love
And
it.
Before we had to go to Keith, Jeremy had made a comment that I want to expound
he
on.
He stole my nickname, and I feel that he was reacting wrongly to an incident in his life. And I think he just needs to talk about it a little bit.
Do we have to go commercial break? Eric, are we done? We got time.
So what's this I hear about Derek Jeter?
All right, so my first ever random act of kindness was I actually let Derek Jeter borrow a girl that I met on MySpace that I drove to New York City. And my car got declined because I was trying to be Derek Jeter. This was before smartphones, so I couldn't even fake it like I was texting anybody because I had nobody to text. And I had to act like I wanted to hear music. But long story short, we went to Red Lobster. We actually, this is before appetizers. They didn't do like the 2 for $20s and all that. So I was going well.
So this was expensive.
Yeah,
Red
we got
Lobster,
appetizer, right? And we split a dessert. We go to the club, and I actually pumped up Derek Jeter to her because she didn't even know who he was. And I explained, I go to the bathroom, I come out, they're leaving. My car got declined because it's never good to hear the phrase, "Excuse me, sir, do you have another card?"
Oh, boy.
And I was like, and you have to act like you really have one, but I didn't have another one. Yeah. So I do the pat, like, try it again. And I had to literally take the bus home because she was also my ride. So I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad that he took the girl. It was more like, can I get her? I would have rode with them. I actually would have went home with Derek Jeter. Oh, because she didn't even know who he was. I was like, I want to know where he lives. I want to hang out with Derek Jeter. So I actually, because my car was declining, my hotel, I got kicked in my hotel, so I had to, like, call a family member. And this story went crazy. It ended up on ESPN and SportsCenter and this whole thing. But it went crazy. Well, the story just came about, like, 3-4 months ago, a month ago. I'm actually going to Major League Baseball, and they're giving me press credentials so I can meet Derek Jeter and interview him about this story.
Oh, well, this everybody get ready because this is going to break on your Twitter, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I don't even want her back. Like, I don't even know. I mean, you know, like, I've done bigger things than Jeter.
Oh, I'm on the Ricky.
I haven't.
You should challenge Jeter to a race. That calls for clapping.
Yeah, no. Jeter's better than me. Because that's the thing. It's like when LeBron left and they won, and that's how I feel. Like, Jeter left and he's still winning with better, and I'm just here.
And you don't have your car
I eat sushi by myself. My car got stolen. And,
yeah.
And I'm eating juice boxes with my shirt off.
How's Tinder been going?
Tinder's been weird because I started Ren-X kind of everywhere. So when you have
Quick, explain to everybody what Tinder is.
Tinder is an app that is creepy because you can see within a distance of who likes you. So you swipe left for no, right for yes, and what happens is it's linked to Facebook. So you can have common friends, but also common interests. So what you find out is that if their common interest is you, mm-hmm. then, like, is that a yes? Like, that they're interested in random acts of kindness. So it's like, are we supposed to go out, or am I not supposed to date you, or is that instantly?
I like when, forget the dating, I like when you just randomly ask people to have kids with you. That's my
Actually have three. True story. I'm actually texting one right now. This used to have three followers, women, I know I said that. three women who are offering to have a child with me.
I've seen this.
Two of them won. One, we have a contest.
We
have one winner, but both don't know they won. So
now they do, maybe.
No, because one, she's over seas right now, so she doesn't speak English.
Oh, so that's how you got her, probably.
Yeah, I did Google Translate, and you put in what you want to say. So I could have asked her for peanut butter, for all I know. I don't know. But she said yes, and two women, if I'm not have a kid within the next year, shout out to condoms for making me not a father yet. If I don't have one in the next year, I'm gonna father a child.
Well,
as a kindness, I'm gonna call it Rake.
With a K.
Rake.
What about Reiki? Like Ricky. Reiki.
See, it was a woman in Lakewood, and she was like, "Oh, that's a guy that does rape." And I was like, "Rake." Like, it's, you gotta clear those words.
Just make
up.
Sure.
But I would have a rake baby.
All right. Yeah. Well, we gotta keep up with you on this.
Hashtag. We'll make them hashtag.
Hashtag.
I just did it. Hashtag.
Yeah, we'll call him Rickonia. Rickonia. Hashtag.
Hashtag.
That's how they can follow me. Rickonia. Rick Now is the website. I got to do my plugs. Rick Now, www.ricknow.org. Yeah. And I have something kind of fun coming up tomorrow night.
Tell us about it real quick. We got 30
seconds. It's real random. We're doing a random, I can't even post say this, but we're doing a random kickball behind a rock wall at 10 p.m. Like, no one knows about it. We're just meeting up at 10 p.m., playing kickball, and then leaving.
All right. Can everybody get over there?
Everyone behind a rock wall. Rock wall. Just come. It's like a meetup, but just fun.
I'm all about it, guys. I say the Alicia Ciccoloni Show heads over there.
All right, real quick. We got a couple of seconds. Yes. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Everything's Rickonia, R-I-C-K-O-N-I-A. You can find me www.rickonia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Rickonia. I'm nervous. Oh, there's so much pressure. There's so much pressure.
See you next week.
Have a great weekend, Cleveland.
We love you, Cleveland.
Have a great weekend. Pressure.